It's a nervous time for health authorities after Victoria's coronavirus outbreak spread to Sydney and Darwin. In Sydney, residents of the inner west suburb of Balmain have been put on alert after a worker at a grocery store tested positive for COVID-19 not long after leaving hotel quarantine in Melbourne. While locals are concerned and confused, one epidemiologist still believes it's unlikely we'll see a repeat of the community transmission that we're seeing in the Melbourne suburbs. Rhett Burney reports.
Thursday night training at the Balmain Junior Rugby Club was almost back to normal, but just a few hours before kickoff, 120 youngsters were told to stay home.
Been training for 4 to 6 weeks in a non-contact set of rules, and this week we had permission to go to full contact and regular rugby, so It was a tough call.
That's the club's president, Paul Timbrell. He says news a Balmain Woolworths worker had tested positive to COVID-19 after working 2 shifts at the store left him with no choice but to err on the side of caution and cancel training.
Yeah, if in doubt, play the more conservative option, it seemed best way to go. And I didn't necessarily have a whole lot of time to get a lot of input, so for now, that seemed the best approach.
Health authorities say the Woolworths worker had returned home from overseas, landing in Melbourne. He tested positive for the virus there and was placed in hotel quarantine for 14 days before being given the all clear and heading home to Sydney. Fiona Dury shops at the Balmain Woolworths store, and she admits the news was a bit unnerving.
I must say I was really shocked, actually. It is quite a confined store, is the thing. It's quite cramped, so it is hard to socially distance in there. But I'm sure that the team in there will do their best. And I know that a lot of people in the local community are pretty sensible.
Woolworths says the store has been cleaned and 50 staff have been placed into isolation. A Darwin man who also underwent and cleared 2 weeks in hotel quarantine in Melbourne before spending time with family in one of the city's hotspots and then heading back to the Northern Territory has also tested positive. But authorities there say the risk of him spreading the disease is low. Peter Collingon is an epidemiologist at the Australian National University.
As far as I'm aware, these 2 cases were in quarantine and these were very late detections. And the virus in people who've got it can persist for quite a while, even though it may not be viable and cause infection.
Professor Collingon says South Korean research recently found some people can test positive for up to 6 weeks after their initial diagnosis, but won't be infectious.
So at the moment, yes, the virus is probably there, but it may not be viable. And the infectivity of these people, if it's present at all, is very low.
But he insists that's no reason for people to be complacent and that Melbourne's suburban outbreaks demonstrate why everyone should keep a safe distance and wash their hands frequently.
Rhett Burney reporting.